depend on it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the 4 o'clock portion, the second hour of the Pat Miller program here on this Wednesday. So think back just a few months ago when President Biden was finishing those first 100 days in office. Never really understood why that had to be a big benchmark, but we've made it that way. It's not really about the presidency. It's about packaging. Well, the country right then, at that moment in time, I think they were fairly optimistic. Let's talk a little bit more. We're going to go down to Texas. Vince Nelson is with ArnoWealth.com, A-R-N-O, ArnoWealth.com. Let's welcome him to the Newsmaker line. Vince Nelson, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So back there at the 100-day mark in the presidency for Biden-Harris, the country was fairly optimistic about the coming year at that point, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they were in general. I mean, I know there's always both sides of the fence, right? The political spectrum of the concern for those who would be with rising taxes. I think really what's going on right now is while it was more optimistic about a month ago, I honestly think that the Delta variant and the potential impact on people's wallets, if the economy shuts down again, I think those are some of the driving fears, along with the fact that there have been some inflationary impacts be it homes, purchasing, even which has driven the cost up on apartments.
Right.
So I think all of those compounded together are having more of an immediate fear impact. But to be honest, I actually am pretty optimistic on the long-term front.
Okay. So you think things are going to turn, or at least they're not going to delve much further down into the gulch here. You think they're going to be all right. With the fact that the optimism across the country, and this is from an ABC News Ipsos poll, no friends to the right or anything, but they're showing that the direction of the country, optimism about that, has gone down about 20 points. That's no small move, is it? I mean, that is a rather large drop. What is it that is being attested to? Is that where the home prices and the ever-growing cost of gasoline comes in? Is that what's happening there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, certain items in the grocery store have definitely increased in costs, but the biggest impacts are going to be housing as well as gas, which have definitely gone up. You know, I think mixed with that, we've, even throughout last year, the supply chain for so many different things, let's use chips, the chips they put in automobiles, with the supply chain issues of getting the raw materials that are needed, I mean, that's actually caused, a backup. And so what happens is that causes the price to go up. That's where we've seen automobiles, even used automobiles,
right,
the pricing going up. And, you know, I think that's what has people concerned of, you know, is my paycheck going to stretch enough for that? But the reason why I'm optimistic is I really see these more as short-term issues. Back in May, lumber, for example, which you tie into homes and construction, was up 359%. On July 22nd, it was down 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where you'll see things start to pick up. And I think even with the long-term inflationary issues, you know, people are like, am I going to be able to afford certain things? I think as the supply chain is getting back, geared back up, and that products are and goods are being able to be produced at the levels that people are asking for, I think that's where you'll see pricing start to go down, and it will get better.
Well, and when you see lumber and you say, well, lumber went, okay, it shot up like crazy, but now it's down 20%. How can that be? Does it have to do with the number of trees? And no, that doesn't have to do with the number of trees. But we're finally to a point now, I think, Vince, where enough people are going back into the workplace, we actually have more people now to process the lumber than we had 6 months ago. And that's going to be shown right at the price to the builders and to the people right there where they purchased their lumber.
You are 100% correct. It is not a lack of lumber. It really came down to a lack of employees to be able to produce it, which created a backup, which created higher pricing. But as people have gone back to work and continue to go back, that's where you'll see really those prices over time come down. You know, that's where I would say things to, you know, whenever people ask me, I'm like, oh, no, the sky is falling. And, you know, what should I do? Should I pull my money out of the market? I absolutely say no. I think it's about long-term perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, let's even take a look at last year, for example. How many people in April wanted to get out of the stock market when they saw their portfolios fall 30%?
Right.
You know, their 401ks fall 30%.
Right.
They're like, oh, my gosh. At the end of the year, it actually not only came back, but the S&P 500 ended up 15.5% positive for the year, even in the midst of all that craziness. So, again, I really think it's about long-term perspective and not being rattled by a month or two or even three of an impact to our finances.
We're talking to Vince Nelson, and he's with Arno Wealth. You can find out more about them at Arno, A-R-N-O, ArnoWealth.com. He is a registered investment advisor, managing partner down there at Arno. Last thought to you here, and Vince, in the middle of the week, I appreciate you making time for us. A lot of what we've talked about were the things that affected homes and cars and how that would affect the budget of people in their homes and affect the market and the economy of the country overall. If, in fact, as is being rumored about now, in and around, and I'm not getting into this because of where you stand medically or anything like that, if we have some level of a turn back because of the Delta variant or different things about COVID, if we do go back under the mask, even 50% of the degree where we were for most of last year, wouldn't that also just smack confidence upside the head and really take a problem with this? Because here's what I think. I'll just throw it out there, and Vince, you tell me I'm all wrong, and just take a number and stand in line, because that's what everybody tells me. We've even had some organizations here, like some stores and some of the better restaurants, genuinely struggle through the pandemic to this point. If we go back under, if we go back up for another month or two of some kind of a lockdown, I think that we'll have a surprising number more of those businesses not make it. They just won't be able to go through it again.
Well, I think you're exactly correct. And I think it's not just businesses. I mean, again, going back to the home situation, I've seen, you know, foreclosures haven't happened because of the moratorium. But in certain states, as they've opened up, they are happening. And, yeah, I think there would be great concern for that. So what does that mean? I mean, again, we have to kind of watch it as we go. And I think we have to be smart. And as a population, I think it's where we talk to our government officials where, you know, if there's a health issue that we need to protect ourselves, it makes sense. But at the same time, we have to figure out how can we continue to do business, especially for the small business owner and the restaurant owner so I think that's a big thing. Honestly, if that were to happen again too, you know, the government has really pulled back on state funding for unemployment, on the stimulus checks. That's where they would have to look at that again if they're going to do that. Because that would certainly have an impact.
Yeah. The only problem with the stimulus, I know it looks good when the checks arrive in the mail, but at some point, stuff has to get paid back, and you can't just keep printing dollars where you have nothing to back it up, because then that takes the dollars you have left and just implodes them, and that really puts you in a world of hurt. Listen, Vince, for your time
today.
That's
where we get to true inflation.
I'm sorry?
That's where we get to true inflation.
I mean,
that's where
you
know, the value of the dollar declines and things cost more.
Yeah, and that's not just a political word salad that you throw out there. You're right. That's when inflation becomes a reality, and it's ugly. It really, really is ugly. You and I have been through it a couple times in our lifetimes. I'm not real anxious to go back through it again. Are you?
No. I mean, you know, for those who want to earn interest on their money market, it's great. But for the rest of us who are trying to pay for things, it's not great.
Not great at all. From ArnoWealth.com, Vince Nelson from North Texas. Vince, thank you so very much for your time today, sir. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Podcasts by Federated Media.